There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
My Cool Inventions brings you
2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate it? Akos. Akos Jankura. Who is the solutionist, for those of you who do not know, in the invention world, he's the person who solves the problems that come about as a result of people maybe not quite putting all the pieces together of the puzzle that will make them successful. He is successful, and therefore he makes a good example, at least in this world. I'd like to think that I was successful. I'd like to think that the ladies who are with us, Jennifer Horn, Molly Page, are successful, which we're all people who are successful, and we're here to help you become a success. That's really what this is all about. We're about success. Would you agree with that, Akos?
I would agree. I just speaking of success, we just got off the airplane. I did a quick junket to the UK, San Diego, London, and Italy.
Wow!
We sold out everywhere. We sold out in London, sold out in Italy, and the inventor of the Fold and Store will be very happy because we blew the doors off that one.
What's it called?
The Fold and Store. Cool invention. Have you ever seen?
I need more volume.
He's all the way up, Doug. I can't.
Right, more volume. Somebody there. Sit in John's seat and turn the volume.
I am sitting in John's seat. John's not here. I've sat in the seat here.
Yeah.
So the Fold and Store. Have you ever watched Sheldon on The Big Bang Theory when he's doing his laundry? He has this sort of board that he's.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Just a minute.
Yes.
Wait a minute. What's wrong with this picture? Akos Jankura is watching The Big Bang Theory.
I love
that
show.
Everybody watches The Big Bang Theory.
I don't watch that show.
But you.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's the television, Doug. You got to tune it to CBS or whatever the affiliate.
CBS, yeah. Okay.
Yes,
yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah. All right,
so
going.
He flips and folds, and he makes his T-shirts exactly the way they are when you go to a store to buy them on the shelf. Yeah. So I love that item. It's actually a good friend of mine has developed that. Debbie Barker, she's on HSN, and she calls it the flip and fold. Well, this inventor takes it one step further. He adds a folding part from the top. So after you fold your shirt, let's say it's a collared dress shirt, you fold down the top and the thing becomes a box. Mm-hmm. So you can now store your shirt, throw it in your luggage so it doesn't get wrinkled. You can stack them on top of your closet because I don't know about you guys, but when I do my sweaters, once a year I throw them on the ground, I fold them and put them back up in my closet, and the first time I pull the first sweater out, I can start all over again.
What's it called?
Really?
Fold and Store.
This. Oh, I want this.
I want two dozen of them.
You 2 dozen of them? Yes.
Get me two dozen.
Introduce them, and my goodness, everybody loved it.
Right, I'll pay double if you can find someone to come
and
use it for me.
Let's understand the cultural significance of this. Akos is well known here in our country for selling a lot of products on HSN. So he goes around the world. He sells in Canada, his native Canada. He's in England a lot, and he's in Italy. And so in this trip this week, you sold stuff in Italy. How does, I guess we're wondering, or I'm wondering, the tastes of people and how they utilize these products is the same no matter where you go, or have you just found places that think and do things sort of the same way we do?
Great question. However, they are different. However, for example, you know, I have a folding ottoman that I sell everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, in Italy, their houses are much smaller.
Mm-hmm.
England is kind of in between, and here we have big sprawling places we live. So here, the bench sells better because it's big and wide and huge, mm-hmm. but the bench doesn't sell at all in Italy, but they love the littler square version. So there are cultural differences. You have to still pay attention to where do they live, what kind of jobs do they have. Another example is we drive cars a lot more, and in Italy and the UK, half the audience doesn't have a car.
Right, they use public transportation,
automobile things are different,
right.
or you know, that sort of thing. So there are cultural differences, but there are things that everybody does, like laundry, eat, you know,
yeah.
It's kind of fundamentally the same, but you got to be careful with lifestyle. lifestyle. So when you when you make inventing a lifestyle product, you got to be cognizant of the styles. For example, my the sleeve that came from the show, the protective RFID security sleeve.
Right
here, it's a huge success, monster, because we're used to being ripped off at department stores and big stores, and, and identity theft is a big thing for us.
Yes.
In the UK, I can't sell it as an identity theft situation because they don't know about identity theft. But you know what they know about? If you've ever been on the tube, they have that Oyster card. Right?
What's that?
Have a card. You go on the public transportation, you can't pay with money. You have this card. You top up your card, and that's how you use it.
Yeah.
Well, that card has an RFID slip in it. So what happens is everybody puts this card in their wallet, so they pull out their wallet, they shine it towards the scanner, and away they go. The trouble is the scanner also takes payment on their bank cards and credit cards simultaneously. So it's called card clash. So I have to go present that item in a card clash type of sort of
a let's back up a little bit. Why don't they know about identity theft?
Well, wait a minute. You got the answer to your question is something you've talked about before. Their chips, they do different things with their credit cards in Europe than we do here, so they're more easily protected. Isn't that right?
It's true, except all their credit cards also have RFID chips in them. Yes, they present them at stores differently, but they all have, for example, all the MasterCards have them. All of them. Most of the American Express cards have RFID chips. The chip and pin. They all have chip and pin, too. But there's a third. There's three things on a credit card. You have a strip, you have the chip, and you have an RFID. Three different ways that you can present your card. And the reason is, I thought about that a lot, Doug, because that's an amazing question, because aren't they ripping people off in England? I bet they rip the people off the same velocity as they do here, but we make a big media deal about it. And they don't over there. This news here, this is bad news, being ripped off, you know, go to Target and lose your identity, you know, go to Home, that's big news.
Right.
And so I don't think they propagate the bad news as much.
That speaks to something else that is a prominent theme that maybe deserves a moment or two, and that is the quality, consistency, if you will, of news in Europe versus what we consider to be news here. I always learn, when I'm outside of our country, I always learn more about what's going on here than I do when I'm here. It just is the way they focus, and there's an, I use naivete, there's a simplicity to, and I was actually using this as an example in another discussion we had earlier on, there is a, you know, there's corruption. We were talking about corruption, ACOS, in so many governments, so many places around the world, and it needs to be changed. Well, that's naive. That's the way they think. That's how they do business. That's how they live their lives. And so we're so used to either trying to tell people how to live, or we're trying to exert authority or influence or whatever it is on people elsewhere, that we lose sight of the fact that we are an anomaly. We're not the main here. One of the reasons everybody wants to come here, whether we like it or we don't like it, is because we have many different things here that make life different, sometimes easier, but more interesting and more exciting. And so you go to these places like Italy, where you were, is so corrupt. But that's how they move. That's how they roll over there. It's just expected. If you get a traffic ticket in Italy, you pay off the cop. That's then you walk, drive away. And that can be said for a lot of places in Africa and Asia. I don't know about South America. Richie knows more about that than I do. I've never really been to South America. It's one of the few places in the world I haven't been, spend any time. But for the most part, here in our country, we can try it, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But corruption is a way of life. And I wonder how you run into that when you're trying to do legitimate business in some of these other countries.
All my business is done with American companies who are offices there, and they do run to the American standard. The buyers don't get paid off. There's no logistical payoff. You know, when you're delivering something by truck, or you know, they are going to American standards. They actually are raising the bar. QVC in Italy, by the way, TV shopping is very corrupt. Very corrupt in Italy. Oh my gosh, it's the worst reputation.
Why? How can they? How do they corrupt that?
And well, for example, they can say things on television that are not true. room
and
dupe the customer, and the customer gets this product that doesn't do what they said.
And then they can't send it back.
And they don't send it back. And QVC walked in there knowing that. They said, we are going to raise the bar. They don't care what everybody else is doing, and we're going to do it just like we do everywhere. And it's working. People are starting to trust them now.
Really?
Yeah. It's very, it's different. I was very surprised they took in that market, because there's other markets they could go to that would be easier, but they think Italy's a big opportunity. And it's, although, I'll tell you something, what a great place to visit. We're near Tuscany. We're in Milan.
Yeah, no, that's
drinking
great,
$9 yeah. super Tuscan wines for €9 a bottle. I mean, I could live there. The food is off the chart. Oh, my goodness. The food is off the chart.
Yeah, it's good. But the problem is when you go to Milano and Genoa, it's the kids are running around stealing everything out of your pockets. That's something you really have to look at. Northern Italian cities are very dangerous in that way.
Got taken by a cute little kid in Florence.
Yeah, yeah. So, but other than that, I mean, if you're aware of it,
it's worth it, though. Florence is beautiful.
Definitely.
You should be aware of it, right? I mean, that's all it is.
Smart.
Is being aware of what's going on there, and don't put stuff where somebody can get at it, much as anything else. All right, so Akos is back from his quick trip, and we're learning about what buying preferences there are with people in different parts of the world. I think that's always fascinating to learn. Yesterday, we had Tom Rossi on with us. We have two good people so far this week, Akos, fellow with a mobile kind of device, a warning device for people who may be sick or have medical problems. Got 86% thumbs up on Monday. And yesterday, this fellow with the data assistance manufacturing. That was yesterday. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Yesterday was the lipstick container that has the information in it. That got 87% approval, I think. 86% for the fellow with glitter. On Monday, this is an audio, video, picture, and text sending updates on things like real estate. It's a less, I think, useful product than we heard about yesterday. So today's product coming up in the next half hour on My Cool Inventions.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect?
So
you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in-store and online and 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Inventory is everything. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger. for the ones who get it done.
Need a great tractor to help with your chores? Get a Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years during our More Power to Use sales event. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Not available for rental, national accounts, governmental customers, or with some customer instant rebate offers. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation, USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
No, I'm just saying. Well, yeah, I said Molly hasn't said boo, and so we're trying to get her to say boo, and she doesn't even want to say, what's the matter with you?
I said boo.
No,
I apparently didn't say it loud enough.
No.
So, Molly, where are you, Molly? Where are you right now?
I am
Where are you sitting right this moment?
I'm in someone's trunk.
Okay. Okay, good.
Get out!
I don't know where I am.
She is 5 feet away from me, Acos.
Oh, in your studio over there.
Yes, right.
Awesome. All right, so I have Molly Page, boo. Jennifer Horn, boo.
Hello.
Peter McFadden, boo, boo. Acos Jankura, the solution is Doug Steffen on the
way,
My Cool Inventions program. Yes, Rich.
I'm getting text messages from John Cooney.
Oh, John's here.
30,000
feet. Hi, John.
30,000 feet on his way to the Minnesota Invention Expo there. He's one as a panelist. He's in his hometown, so he's going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
The big, huge invention group up in Minnesota, and they've got this huge conference, and he's going to be sitting on the panel judging inventions.
What's the best invention to come out of Minnesota?
Boots. Snow boots.
Jacket.
Shovel.
You know, that's a great
fire
question, because by the time we vet the inventions, we're about 1,500 to 2,000 inventions a year that John and I see, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I had never asked that question. I've never even thought of the geography of the invention. That's a great question. We should actually,
no problem.
We should track them on a map. I do know that Florida, Michigan, and Texas are the three top invention communities in the country.
Why would that be?
If you look at things like
Sterno, John says. He just texted me.
John just said Sterno.
So for 30,000 feet in the airplane, he's listening to us.
I love Sterno. Camping, you know, we Boy Scouts, we used to use that all the time.
I've got a Minnesota Fun Facts Inventions page open. You ready?
Mm-hmm. How did you do that so fast?
It's called the internet. It's a very cool thing. The pacemaker was invented in 1957 by Medtronic.
Because everybody up in Minnesota dies of a heart attack because they freeze and it stops their heart.
Cereal.
Wheat.
No.
Yeah.
With a Bruce Jenner.
Wheat is a pacemaker? You don't even have to go any further.
The stapler was invented in Minnesota.
Bruce Jenner has those boxes big in Minnesota, are they?
You ready for this one?
Wheat box? Yes, Richie.
The first automatic pop-up toaster.
Mm. Nice.
Was invented in Minneapolis. Rolling blades.
Seriously, this is awesome. Aren't you glad that, wow.
Tonka trucks.
And unrelated, those wrist protectors that break your wrist to protect you when you fall.
Exactly.
breaks quicker when you're wearing them.
The first snowblower in Bloomington, Minnesota.
That just makes sense, yeah.
The retractable seatbelt was invented in Minnesota.
That's big.
And something called Zubaz.
The Zubaz.
Which are loud, loose trousers made specifically for bodybuilders.
Wait a second.
And John Cremens, if you're listening, text Rich, what was the first item you ever sold in Minnesota live on air? Because John goes all the way back to the original shopping channel, and he was one of the original hosts. I would be curious what the original product, the first product ever that he had in his hand to sell live on TV.
He says the best thing ever invented in Minnesota was me.
Himself.
You know, you can even screen these sort of comments, though, Richard. You don't have to tell us all the
chances. All
right. Well, that's awesome. So, geographically speaking, we should do a little what state has the best inventions? That's actually a really good question.
The state of confusion. When people are confused, they come up with things, strange things. Usually, most of the good, most of the things that come about that are successful, or certainly a good percentage of them, are things that are developed by accident. You're trying to find something and you stumble on something else. And I always wonder that, and I don't think we ever ask that, or maybe we ought to ask it, of our inventors. You know, were you on your way to making this, or were you on your way to making something else, and this is what popped up? I think more often than not, that might be that happens.
His first thing he ever sold, Ecos?
Yeah.
Capata Monte, which is some kind of porcelain handmade flowers.
Really? All right. Seriously. So we'll have today's inventor on My Cool Inventions coming up here in a few moments, 28 after the hour.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Our nation was built on dreaming big, but will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs. And the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Log on to MyCoolInventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is Akos the Solutionist. Submit your product to MyCoolInventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You can only make millions.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Hello, welcome to My Cool Inventions Radio. I was just looking at an email and I'm trying to figure this out. CAPADAHMONTA. Capital, I don't know what that means. Hello,
tell
somebody.
Spell check to me.
Yes, right. Let's do that. Check that spelling. Check out everything. That's what we're about here. Checking out everything. I'm Doug Steffen with ACOS Jankura, and I think Jennifer is still hanging around. We're going to introduce you to Michael Hurnaus, I believe is how you pronounce his name, H-U-R-N-A-U-S, who has a pet tracking device that we will learn about shortly as we are working our way through ideas that people have. You can submit your invention idea to My Cool Inventions. Go to MyCoolInventions.com, as a matter of fact. You can go to Dream Big America, which is responsible for the content of this hour on Friday, the Dream Big America winners that are still in play. ACOS, we have these three people that were on last Friday. Voting continues until late. later today if you want to support. There are two people on there that were from My Cool Inventions and another person vetted by Dream Big America. The winner is going to win all of the prizes, the monthly prizes, which is lots of helpful promotion worth lots of money, help in distribution of your product, all kinds of teaching people how to do this stuff. That's really what we're about here. We bring people around who need a little bit of help, and we're happy to give it to them because that's really what the American Dream is all about. And we all know, those of us who have been there, and that's every person here, the highway to success is a toll road. You got to pay. You got to sacrifice. There are very few people who get to the top of whatever their field is that don't sacrifice. Sometimes it's too much. Sometimes it costs them their family. You know, it just is that sort of thing. Akos, you've had to do a lot of sacrificing in order to make it, make all of this stuff work.
It's massive gambling, what it is.
Yeah.
Just gambling. I mean, you come up with great ideas, and we were just with a bunch of inventors in San Diego last week. There was 40 of them down there.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing always occurs, Doug, and I would keep talking about the inventors. They blow their brains out and money out, and the family money. They mortgage their homes. They put their families at risk,
yeah,
right, to chase their dream, which is not, I'm not criticizing it, because I do that
price,
all the time, too.
What's the price you pay for leaving things as they are, for not
correct
trying to aspire?
Correct.
That's the other side of it.
So what I always warn inventors about, there's this huge group of what I call sharks. I mean, I know they don't call it Shark Tank for nothing.
Right.
There's so many people who are feeding off these people's passions. And San Diego struck me again that they gather these trade shows, gather these inventors in one location, and so the sharks don't have to swim very far. They're all kind of gathered in one spot. And one shark after another shark after another shark, and people who are just raping and pillaging the American dreams, well, I think about it. And I try to tell every inventor, stop writing checks. Stop reaching into your own pocket. If your invention is so great, if your invention has great potential, people will find you and license the deal. If it's not happening, it's not happening for a reason, right? There are good people out there who see the hope in some of the inventions. There was an invention there I thought was the best invention I've ever seen for a long, long time. The guy invented a spigot, like a little thing, push-button spigot, that you can slap on the side of a carton of milk, on a juice, on a
really
iced tea.
And
you can spigot it, you pull it out and put it into the next one, so in your fridge, your kids won't spill those gallon jugs.
Yeah.
And that guy was a fantastic young man, and every shark was all over him.
Yeah.
Oh my! They were standing guard by his booth, not letting anybody else come
to see it.
Oh my goodness. I just walked
there's
up
a success.
I says, put your checkbook away.
Mm-hmm.
Really, you see the attention here. Now it's time for you to ask for money, not to give money. But that's what happens. A lot of inventors spend their money foolishly. Or not educating themselves first.
Yeah, right. So be careful is the watchword. No success at bargain basement prices, but you got to understand your market and whether you've done something, as Akos tells you with that story or many other examples just like it. There are plenty of people who do have good ideas that are saleable. So just watch and listen and don't be in a big hurry. All right. So having said that, let's bring on Michael Hernaus. Michael, am I pronouncing your name correctly?
That is absolutely correct.
Good. All right. Akos is going to bring you through your invention.
So Michael has invented the Tractive GPS 2. It's a pet tracking device that helps locate your dog or cat or any other pet, I guess. And apparently it attaches to the collar. And I guess through GPS technology, your cat and dog are running around. So if you have an iPhone, an iPad, or an Android, there's an app, a Tractive Pet Manager app, that helps you locate your dog or cat in real time. That's pretty cool. So the question I had for you, I mean, can the pet be anywhere, or does it have to be in a certain distance from your phone?
And that is one of the cool things with the Tractive GPS tracking device, that it doesn't matter how far away your dog is. So even if you are on your vacation trip in Paris and your dog is in the U.S., you will still know the exact location.
So I'm tracking my dog in real time from my smartphone.
That is correct.
Oh, I had a dog. My previous dog. I have Ryder now, but my previous one was Oscar, and he used to run away. If I opened the door, he'd run to the next town. And we were always chasing him, trying to find him. Right? This invention would have been fantastic. I could have tracked him and found him a lot quicker, and maybe help them out and save them basically from running away. So this is a crazy cool invention, Michael. How did you come up with it? And why did you come up with it? What motivated you?
Well, it started with a few friends when we were about 2.5 years ago. We were looking for one of the dogs of a friend with his kids. And we were looking for the dog for hours, and we were all technical engineers, and we thought, like, it's impossible to find this dog without some kind of technology help. And we figured that we could actually build that. And we looked in the market, and there wasn't really anything similar to that, or only a few very expensive devices that didn't really work or that had range limitations. And that's how we got started and saying, you know what, well, let's do a prototype. And that's how we did the prototype and started to make it better and better and have then launched an actual product.
So I've seen these little tile devices, actually every little sort of commercial I see on my smartphone, these little tile devices that I can put around things, but I have to be in the same area as my Wi-Fi router. So how did you overcome the fact that you don't have to be in the same Wi-Fi router? Is there a battery on this thing? Is it emitting a signal of some sort? Like, how can you be in Paris and then watch your dog run around in North America?
Well, the thing is, it actually works essentially like a tiny little smartphone. So it has an integrated SIM chip, which our users and customers don't have to worry about because we ship the device with the integrated chip. And this SIM chip basically makes the device, the GPS tracker usable like a cell phone. That means it can transmit data wherever there is a cell phone network. And whether or not it's a cell phone network from Paris or from Russia or from Siberia, doesn't really matter as long as it's somewhere. And that's the way it transmits the location back to your phone, back to the application where you see the location.
I'm looking forward to your pitch. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you 60 seconds to win over our listening audience, 60 seconds to pitch it, and our listener will vote by going to mycoolinventions.com, mycoolinventions.com. Hit the vote button and vote thumbs up or thumbs down. If you're out and about on your smartphone, you can text the word thumbs up, THUMBSUP, or thumbs down, all one word for thumbs up and thumbs down. Don't leave a space, to 22333. That's two twos and three threes. And Michael, you ready to pitch?
I am ready.
Let's do it.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Go. Tractive is a GPS-based pet tracking device which enables the user to track the location of their loved one in real time directly on their smartphone. The Tractive GPS device is also a fitness tracker for your pet. It records and tracks the activity of your pet, measures the sleep time, activity time, and play time of your dog or cat. Aside from that, pet owners can also compare their loved ones to the pets of their friends and see their ranking in the worldwide leaderboard. So it's a GPS tracking system that also does activity tracking and health tracking for your pet. All in all, it works together with your applications for iPhone and Android and is available in the market already today in over 80 countries.
You got time left on the clock.
That's not right there.
Oh, goodness.
All right.
Well, let's wait till the noise goes.
Yeah.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Michael, you left time on the clock. All kinds of unanswered questions, like how much is it?
I know. It is $129. That's the part I guess I missed.
$129, and where can I buy it?
And you can buy it on Amazon.com, for instance, in the U.S.
So, oh my goodness, you can't leave out the most important part. You got to close the deal, for heaven's sakes. I was cooked. I was interested. I wanted to know more, and I wanted to know the price, and I wanted to buy one, and you left the whole most important part off. That's why I think sometimes, you know, when inventors are out there pitching, you really have to sort of seek the advice of pitch people who actually do this for a living.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. So this sounds incredible. My question is, how close is the tracking device? How accurate is it? So if I leave my dog at one of those pet sitting places, you know, a doggy bed and breakfast, and they say they take them for a half a mile walk every day, and I go to France, will I be able to find out whether they're actually going on the walk?
That's a great question.
Thank you.
Absolutely. It actually tracks the location even if the device is moving, and it records the track, and you can later see where the dog sitter has actually taken your dog. Well, whether the dog actually was, whether it was the dog or just the device, well, that's still still the V device.
Well, you can take the device for a walk. You
Yes, exactly.
So my question is, why not apply this technology other places? For example, why not track my luggage? Why don't I put a tracker on my luggage so when the airport, when I'm always getting my luggage lost, so when the airlines go to me as well, your luggage is over here, I say, well, hold on for a second. No, it's not. I can show you exactly where it is. It's in Reykjavik. So why can't I track my luggage? Why can't I track my teenage children? Why can't I track my husband or wife? Why can't I track my car? Like, can I track all those things?
Great question, and we have a lot of customers and users that actually use the technology for many different things. We just market it and focus on the pet market because also we have other products that are specifically in the pet market. But as you said, people use it for tracking their kids, tracking grandma, or tracking suitcases, cars, a lot of different
things. Tracking
grandma? Yeah. If she would love to walk out, you know.
Why not take this further? Why not take this into the retail market? Why are you sitting on Amazon? That's a cute little market, but it's not the full retail market. Well, why not take it further?
One of the reasons is we want to keep the cost for the end consumer fairly low, and with the margins that we have today, it's a little bit too tight to take it in offline retail, especially in pet,
Michael,
in pet
Michael,
retail.
Michael, yeah. You will lose this market.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me when I tell you. You think you're protecting it? This technology is not that proprietary. It's certainly modifiable to the rest of the market. And one day you'll be sitting there going, what just happened to us? It's in every Walmart. It's in every Best Buy. It's in everywhere. Everybody's selling my technology, and some other marketer will grab it from you because of this idea. So you really should attack, in my opinion, all the markets and as fast as you can, because this is what America does. You can't keep it a secret if it's really great, and it sounds like you've got a great invention here. My goodness, all kudos to you. This is a great invention, very, very usable in lots of different markets. But if you sit there keeping it a secret, somebody else will put it out there for you, and you'll find yourself in a secondary position or in the back seat. So I really think you should push the retail market. There are many marketers that I know who will take this next step, and you can sign licensing deals with them. You can do it yourself if you have the money for it. But you really should take this to the next level. Doug,
I think time-wise, let me just remind people that if you think this is a cool invention, then you can text thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333. Obviously, if you think it's cool, you're going to do thumbs up. Or you can call 888-877-0490. Or you can vote for this gentleman on mycoolinventions.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
For 20 years, you've counted on Lumber Liquidators for the quality floor you want at the low price you deserve. So we've lowered our already low prices on some of our best hardwood floors. Why pay over $3 for laminate at big box stores? We've got solid pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. And gorgeous premium quality Bellawood pre-finished hardwood and bamboo for an incredible $2.49. More deals from 49 cents and 24 month special financing. For beautiful, safe, and high quality hardwood floors for less, see the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
brought to you by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. April is Month of the Young Child and National Cancer Month to bring awareness to this awful disease affecting young children. Since its founding more than 50 years ago, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital has been committed to saving the lives of children battling cancer. Treatments invented at St. Jude have increased the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. But that's not enough. St. Jude is working to reach 90% in the next decade. Richard Shadiak, Jr., President and CEO of ALSTAC, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital has made great strides treating children with cancer, and we won't stop until no child dies from this horrible disease. St. Jude freely shares our research discoveries, and every child saved at St. Jude means doctors and scientists worldwide can use that knowledge to save thousands more children.
Families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food, allowing families to focus on helping their child live. To learn more, visit stjude.org.
Musicians, tomorrow through Sunday at Guitar Center, don't miss the big payback. For every $50 you spend, we're giving you $10 in Guitar Center bucks good towards a future purchase. That's right, we're paying you back up to 500 Guitar Center bucks. So come by and get hands-on with the gear you really want, from the best guitars, drums, keyboards, and amplifiers to the most state-of-the-art DJ, live sound, and recording gear. Because during Guitar Center's big payback weekend, the more you spend, the more you earn. In-store and GuitarCenter.com. Exclusions and limitations apply. Visit GuitarCenter.com for details.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
The first night of the curfew is over. The day ahead includes a ball game with no crowd. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. In the aftermath of the rioting and violence in West Baltimore this past Monday, Baltimore's citywide curfew, put into effect at 10 o'clock last night, ended at 5 this morning with a result of just 10 arrests. There was a heavy law enforcement presence on the streets last night. 2,000 members of the National Guard, as well as 1,000 police officers from Baltimore and elsewhere. Michael Lewis is one of the many officers called in to help from out of town. He spoke with Fox News.
Generally speaking,
Beacon. The citizens of this city have been overwhelmingly supportive of our presence. They've had deep gratitude for us being here the last 2 days. They treat us with tremendous hospitality.
Maryland's Governor Larry Hogan said the extra law enforcement will stay in the city for as long as necessary.
Acts of violence and destruction of property cannot and will not be tolerated. Baltimore's families deserve peace and safety in their community.
Monday's violence and rioting came after the funeral for Freddie Gray, the 25-year-old African-American man who suffered a severe spinal injury while in police custody and later died. The unrest in Baltimore caused schools to be closed yesterday and also forced the cancellation of an Orioles game at Camden Yards for a second straight night. Today, the Orioles will play the Chicago White Sox at Camden Yards in an afternoon game with something missing. Fans. The teams will play in an empty stadium. The ballpark will be closed to the public. Additionally, the Orioles are moving their next series of games against the Tampa Bay Rays to Tropicana Field in Florida, where the Orioles will play as the home team. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
Times sure have changed since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. We didn't have video games like today, but that's not to say we didn't have fun. One of my favorite games was Don't Get Kicked by the Goat. Now that's some real excitement, especially when someone lost. Yep, back then we knew two things, how to have a good time, and that Geico was always a good deal.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
On Wall Street, it was a mixed day for the markets yesterday as investors await the results of the two-day Federal Reserve meeting. Policymakers will wrap up discussions today amid expectations that they will leave interest rates alone, at least for now. The Dow up 72 yesterday, finishing at 18,110. NASDAQ fell 5 points. S&P with a 6-point gain. Authorities in Nepal fear the earthquake death toll could reach 10,000. The government still has yet to hear from remote villages and towns following Saturday's 7.8 magnitude quake. Over 4,400 are known dead, more than 8,000 injured. The UN estimates the disaster is affecting some 8 million people across the country. The field of Democratic candidates running for president is about to double. Joining Hillary Clinton will be Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, an independent who will enter primary and caucus races as a Democrat. ABC News reporting Sanders will make the official announcement tomorrow. Closing notes. First, let's take a trip to the supermarket. There's an old saying, never shop for food when you're hungry. And that has a lot of truth in it. A new study conducted at the University of Minnesota found students were more likely to request samples of products if they had fasted for 4 hours beforehand. Overall, researchers found shoppers who are hungry could spend up to 64% more money than those who aren't. And let's face it, those of us who shop when we're famished don't exactly fill our shopping carts with extra fresh fruit and veggies. And finally, a story that shouldn't be humorous, but it is. In central Virginia, a Mexican man under house arrest for drug charges remains at large, eluding police with a little help. Cops say Diego Martinez Espinoza, allegedly in the U.S. illegally, was being monitored wearing a GPS unit in his apartment when the unit ran out of power. When his landlord went to check on him, Espinoza was nowhere to be found, but the cat inside the apartment was wearing the GPS unit. This certainly solves a mystery for police who were tracking the GPS movements and wondering why Espinoza was darting from room to room for no apparent reason and frequently jumping from the windowsill to the lamp. That's my psychotic cat Duchess who liked that one. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word. G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R. Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Grainger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.